Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm ready for both, Phil Robertson said on Fox News, and that's what we're supposed to be ready for. We need to be prepared. When you think about being prepared, think about Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3 says, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And you know, Phil Robertson
yeah, right.
But Phil Robertson was saying that he's prepared. He'd rather, you know, love and preach the gospel, but to be defensive, to be able to defend folks. And we need to prepare. When you start, you hear the last two programs, we hear Congressman Michelle Bachmann. This is what I was warning you about. I couldn't tell you. Now it's here. ISIS is in America. We don't know exactly what they're doing. The Boston Marathon bomb. And remember, I talked about that. And the Lord showed me 5 days. He gave me a vision 5 days before it went off on April the It went off on April the 15th. The vision that he gave me was April the 10th. And I called our leaders around the nation and said, listen, something's about to happen. Don't know what it is, but it's an explosion. It's a bomb. It's about to take off. And I was just in this vision. I was just there almost. And then on tax day, April 15th, it happened. And at that day, America changed as we know it. And what you saw immediately, you saw people that were enemy of the state being treated like citizens and having all their Miranda rights read to them and defending them. This whole different mindset versus you just committed a terrorist act against the people who were running this marathon in Boston. You need to be treated as someone that committed treason against our country. But instead, we begin to see things totally different, and that's when things shifted. And so begin to think about being prepared. We have something available for you at VFNTV.com. For all of our partners, that don't forget, just for $9.95 a month, you get everything available for you. And it's our partners that help us do what we're doing and our sponsors. But being prepared, think about it, doesn't take long to just fundamentally, geographically, you know, hurt a nation. And when you think about Hurricane Ivan, remember Hurricane Ivan, how it happened? You think, man, it was such a major thing and it caused so much damage. It was like, you know, 50% of homes, whatever it was, just major disasters took place. That was only 22 days. The whole storm from the time it began to form to the time it was over was 22 days. Think about Hurricane Katrina and what took place with Mississippi, what happened in Louisiana, and the great devastation that's still there to this day. That was only 7 days from the time it formed to the time that was over. You think about earthquakes that lasted maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes at the most, tremors and all, and the great tragedies that came. You look at what happened in 9/11. What did that take? Did it just take a few moments? The president's teaching in a particular school. He gets a report saying that somebody, we have some aircraft that's probably hijacked. Within a few moments, they're flying into the Twin Towers, and they're flying in New York, and they're flying into the Pentagon. The Pentagon, mind you. And it happened in a few moments. And now you look at today. Today, where we've just allowed our borders to pour over, like we heard on the earlier program by Congressman Michelle Bachmann, and we heard in regards to Jay Tapper on his program about the advisor talking about, you know, ISIS has come in through the southern border. ISIS is in our country. And people that believe like this radical Islamic State, which we removed from our references, according to Michelle Bachmann. By the way, and one of the daughters of the Muslim Brotherhood was the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's assistant the whole time she was in, and still is her assistant today. I saw her in a book signing. Oh, yeah. Then when she was up in Massachusetts or something doing her book, and Uma was right there beside her. She is the daughter, and that, I mean, she has the right to do this, but you got to not know this. She is the daughter of one of the large head leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood who, I think he's dead now, her father's dead, but she was the person that was carried around to all these different places in the world.
Yeah, allegedly her mother's part of the sisterhood, too.
Yeah, and so just what happened is it looked like that. The mindset is the Muslim Brotherhood is a friend of ours and will help us out. The truth is, when you look at the five pillars, whatever you call them, of the Muslim Brotherhood, they want a caliphate. They want jihad is one of their highest callings, you know, dying in the name of Allah. I mean, this is things that they say, and we have that. We have that before. You go to VFN Torch, go to the VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you'll see Islam, and then you'll have a submenu of that, you know, and it just tells you. You know, Islam 101, Christianity and Islam. What's the difference in the two? And we got to begin to educate ourselves. So to befriend the right, to defend or to befriend and partner with the Muslim Brotherhood is to partner with that which is a bipolar opposite of what America stands for, which is one nation under God, and the year of our Lord, that all of our rights come from him, and the God whose son is Jesus Christ. That's the one they're talking about, in the name of our Lord. And you can see these segments that come up about that under the original tent. So what does it mean to be prepared? You need to be prepared. If we're in a particular nation right now that people are surveyed that said that 63 some odd percent or whatever the number was, at least 63 or bigger, would rather be shocked, experience electrical pain than learn something, you have to realize you can't look to other people and see what they're doing, because they're just going to be shocked, because they're not going to prepare. They're not going to listen to what's going on. So what are some of the ways you can prepare? This is all available for you at VFNTV.com. But in prudent preparation, start thinking about the basics. Realize, you know, like Phil Robertson said, that you expect a police officer to come in and defend you. You know, he or she comes in with a gun on their side, and they defend you from that robber or that purse snatcher or whatever's going on. They defend you. If it's normal for him or her to defend you, then it's not wrong for you to defend yourself. It's called the Second Amendment. You got to begin to think about that. What does that really mean in the context of that? And what does the Constitution mean by that? And in America, you can defend yourself. You can actually defend yourself. And maybe, you know, you could be in a state that doesn't believe in the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. You need to probably reposition yourself to be in a place that you can actually operate within the Constitution, legally within the Constitution. But think about this. Six basic physical needs. And we're going to be coming to an end. You can find out more of this. But six basic physical needs are food, water, shelter, clothing, security and safety, and finance, some sort of currency. Begin to think about these things and put together a little plan. This is how the Lord kind of laid on my heart, is think about when a hurricane hits, a storm hits, or an earthquake hits, the first thing people do is they run to the stores and they empty everything off the shelves. So you can't think, if something happens, I'm going to go to the store, because there's only enough food to be able to fill that store for 1 week. It's called FIFO, first in, first out. They don't stock this big room somewhere like they used to. Realize you're going to have to plan ahead for that, because the shelves are going to be empty the second that this particular storm hits. Whatever's going to happen, happens. But be prepared. It's sort of like this, and we're going to an end. But you were flying on the airplane. This is what they tell you. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first in case of emergency, then put it on the ones that are with you. Why? Because you are not going to make it to be there for someone. What you want to do is do like Phil Robertson said. We just want to be prepared. We want to be prepared to be able to preach the gospel, to love folks, to help people out with these basic needs. It's called Prudent Preparation. You can find out more about it at VFNTV.com. God bless. Don't forget to catch us on the future programs. We're going to be talking more about these details of preparedness, being prepared for what's about to happen. Realize if American surveyed said they'd rather go through pain than to learn something, you got to say, I got to go through the pain of learning, because I want to make it. I want to be able to be faithful to the Lord in this season of testing that's coming upon the earth. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.